Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph in the Izva Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Dalet in the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. If a Yavam came and did Chalitza, Cholatz, and after the Chalitza, Osa Bamayim, he gave Kiddushin, or an Osa Get, he gave a Get, or Boal, and that's all after Chalitza. Similarly, or he Boal, he did Be'ilo, and he married the Yavam. If Osa Bamayim, after that, he gave a Maimer, or an Osa Get, he gave a Get, or if Cholatz did Chalitza, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. This refers to the first case. After Chalitza, whatever you do doesn't make a difference. After Be'ilo, also Klapi the Zika, nothing makes a difference. Because if you gave a get, the get will divorce her. But it won't require you to do Chalitza. Echad Yevam Achaz, Echad Yishtei Yevam. It doesn't matter if it's one Yom Yishtei Yevam. Once you did for one of them Be'ilo or Chalitza, after that there's no effect on the Zika. Zok the Gemara. Cholatz Osa Mayim Vechulei, that's a quote from the Mishnah. Avu Bishomer Ein Chalitza Achar Chalitza. We said, there's no chalitza after chalitza. Once you did the chalitza, it's over. Aval bia she'al lach chalitza pisalta min kihuna. After chalitza, bia doesn't do yibum, but it does make her pasul kihuna. Now the yivam cannot be mutter to kihuna. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Beloikach ain't a psula min kihuna. He's already pasul min kihuna. Because once you do chalitza, a chalutza cannot marry a kohen. Ela psula melechu b'truma. Now she can't eat truma anymore because this bia ruins it for her. So even when you do chalitza, she can't marry a kohen, but can still eat truma of her father. But once he did be'ila, he can't eat truma either. Says the Gemara, why? Habal chalutzos are posel melechol betruma? He's not poiseler. The only one who's poisel a woman from kehuno is only if it's a bias erva, only a bia of someone has karis, has a mamzer. But here it's only iser. The question is iser deraiser, iser derabanan. But you have an iser of being have a relationship with a chalutzo. That doesn't place on the kinona. Says the Gemara, talk about the not he had the be'ilu with the chalutza, but his brothers, that they didn't do the chalitza. For them, she's a hishazach. That's a Yisrael. Says the Gemara, that's nicha, as we saw early in the Masechto. Kimando amar hu ino chayav al chalutza, v'achim chayvim al chalutza. That's good. If he doesn't have a Yisrael to be with her, but doesn't have a Yisrael, the rights of Ervo to be with her, but the brothers do have a Yisrael, the rights. Pram, kevandoma, bein hu, bein ochi, bein chavim, al-chalutzo. But there's a mandoma that holds that both of them, it's only a lav going forward. That's not a Yisrael of Ervo. So none of them should be a Yisrael of the kuna. Says the Gemara, like a Shabbat, la tzar. Talk about, they had a relationship now with her, but with the tzar, with a co-wife. Says the Gemara, nichi kevandoma, called moidi mitzaro, shuchayim. That's good if you hold that in the tzara there is a yisurav. But Brian commanded Omar, who no chav lo lechalutzo v'lo letzara. What could be then if he has a relation with the tzara? It's not an ervo, so it's not a mamzer, not place of the kuno. Says the Gemara, el kishibo achim aleh. The brothers have a relationship with the chalutzo, with the tzara of the chalutzo. Says the Gemara again, nichi commanded. That all goes back to the sugi we had earlier in the Masechta. Nichi commanded Omar, bein hu bein ochi bein achavim lechalutzo v'achavim letzara. The Hebrew's brothers don't have a problem. Don't have an erva with the chalutza, but they have an erva with the tzara. Prav kavando omar bein hu bein ochi bein amchavim loya lechalutza. For the chalutza, but there's a mandoma that holds, then nobody has, once there was chalitza over here, the entire household, including him and his brothers, including the yevam and the tzara, don't have an isra erva. They have only an isra of a chalutza. Hello, Karbekivo. Karbekivo, imish, mamze bechalutza. Shinas Rabbi Kiva, there's a mamzer mechayv elavim, and he made a chalutzo could be a mamzer, and therefore he's placed in the kuhuna. Homa Rabbi Yoyi said, tipaz la sheha yevomo koyen uba'alea v'chilo. Another solution, the yevom was a koyen, and the koyen had a relationship where he's not allowed to. When a koyen has a relationship with a woman he's not supposed to be with, then he's mechal her and mechal her child. Says the Gemara, no son get v'cholatz, en achar chalitza klum. So Rabbi Chaim brings the two explanations. But the main explanation, the way Rabbi Chaim agrees, is the first words, not to get the chalitz, is part of the ratio of the Mishnah. We're focusing on the sentence that says, "Ein lecha chalitza klum." After chalitza, there's nothing. Something more of a look for tanina. Ein lecha chalitza klum. We already learned that. Once you do chalitza, if the chalitza kasher, there's nothing afterwards. Something begin nisanino de basro. We want to tell because at the end of the Mishnah, echad yevom echad shtei yevomis. Not only one yevom after chalitza, there's nothing. But also shtei yevomis. Once you have chalitza, it's all over for the whole household. Says the Gemara, "Ilo amekadesh chalutzosoi, shema loy tofsu ba kedushin." But someone who does kedushin da chalutzo, the kedushin of typhus. So what do you mean, achar chalitza klum? There is achar chalitza kedushin of typhus by chalutzo, because she's not a yisurav. The kedushin will be typhus. Says the Gemara, "Daf lamedav on base, Tipoter e Kerebi Shulodas, Oi Divera Kolbi Miskaven Liknoisa Lishum, Maime Evimtoi, Vein Evimtoi. So, you're right. Of course, there is Kiddushi Toifis by a Chalutzo. But there's an Afkamina. As we'll see in a moment, Rebbe holds that when you do a Maimer to a Yevamo, so you can do a Maimer Baal Kocho. She doesn't have to agree to it. It could be without her Das. So here we're talking about he did Kiddushin after Chalitza Shalom Das. That doesn't work. Regular Kiddushin work, but not a Kiddushin that worked by Yevamo. That's explanation number one. Or according to everybody else, according to Chachamim, the whole, they always need Das. The community is, if he had in mind, his mindset was, I'm not doing regular Kiddushin. I'm doing Kiddushin Maimer by Yevamo. That's what Gemara says, the second option. That doesn't work because he doesn't have the proper mindset. Now the Gemara brings his machlokes. Here is the braiso. Rebbe holds maimer kedushin by yavama can work even if she didn't agree. The chaim maimerim and koinim el adas. Chaim say no. It's only if she agreed. Why did Rebbe be kedushin shein koinim el adas? Rebbe agrees the regular kedushin. He does a isha. My time of there is why Rebbe holds maimer is different. Bia koino maimer koin. Bia does a kinyan by Yevama. That's the bia of Yibum that we'll see in the next parak. Is koine shlomi das. Umaimer koine is also a kinyan by Yevama. Ma bia koine ben ladas ben shlomi das. The same way the bia could be either ladas either shlomi das. Afa maimer koine ben ladas ben shlomi das. So maimer is the same thing. So now the Rebbe said the Maimer is Koine Ben Shalodas Ben Shalodas. Kachu Oimer Get Poiter Ben Das Ben Shalodas. So you hold that a get by Yevama can work even with her without a das. So Lama Rebbe Oimer Maimer Koine Ben Das Shalodas. So the Gemara says no. Why is Rebbe hold that a Maimer is Koine Ben Das Shalodas? The only reason is she can be a Begodol Koine Ben Das Shalodas. So because Bia works Ben Das Shalodas by a Godol. Godol is a side point. The only a Bia's Godol, an adult, can be koin b'das lo das, but a katan was only in the abundance, only koin l'das. But we're comparing a kiddushin to bia. The same with the bia ben l'das or ben shalodas. So also maimer is ben l'das ben shalodas. But again, if to a get shalodas, v'chalitza l'potes el l'das. But Hashem, can we talk about get? Get is comparable to what? Not to a maimer, not to a kiddushin, not to a yibum. It's comparable to chalitza. Chalitza can be done only in the das, as we'll see in the next parak. So the get by Yevama is only in the das. So comes out, according to Rebbe, a Yevama is the exact opposite that you have by a regular Yishu. Regular Yishu, Kiddushin is only in the das, and get is only, can be ben l'das ben shalom l'das. By a Yevama, the Kiddushin can be ben l'das ben shalom l'das, but a get can be done only in das. Reb Chaim brings another pshat, that maybe the das by a get doesn't mean her das, it means the Yevama's das. Means he has to know what he's doing, so that could be another explanation that it's not exact opposite when we're talking about a get. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yevamis Daf Lamed Aleph.